The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. And Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept, because it neither sees nor knows him. But you know him, because he remains with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come back to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me because I live and because you live. On that day, you will realize that I am in the Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. And whoever who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." The Gospel of the Lord. The text of today's gospel comes from that long narrative in the Gospel of John, Jesus speaking at the Last Supper. And we will have another excerpt from that on next Sunday. Then we'll move on to Pentecost. But for these Sundays, the invitation is to belong to this conversation that Jesus has with his discipleship, with his disciples at the Last Supper. It's very long, it's very personal, it's very intimate, it's reassuring. And Jesus says, "Don't let your hearts be troubled. I am with you." When you look at your Bible, it's important not to just read the word. You must listen to the word. At times we may be tempted to just read the word and analyze the word, but in order that the word may come to life, you must listen to the word, and you must listen to the word as it is enfleshed in your own life. How the Word of God is part of the journey of your life. Look back over your life and you will find the Word of God was present to you even when you did not know it yourself. So I'd like to summon out of this text in today's gospel a teaching which has to do with discipleship. When I was reflecting on this and I went back over my life and I attempted to discover where this Word of God came to life in my journey, it took me way back to a time when I was 20 years old. I was in the seminary college, and my roommate was Father Dennis Maher, who is now one of our beloved priests here at Holy Family. Dennis and I were roommates, classmates, way back in those days. When I was 20 years old, I was on vacation at the Costa Brava. I used to go down to the beach to get my suntan. I wanted to look like a Greek god. So I went down there to get my suntan. That was something I was wont to do. And in that summer, when I was 20 years old, I met Helen. Helen was beautiful. She was fun. She was alive. And she was Catholic. Well, that was important in those days. So Helen and I became an item. And the lights went on, and it was a wonderful moment. Discovery, something extraordinary was happening. It must be God's revealing to me. But I fell in love with Helen. It was an infatuation, but we took it to be love. We went to the flamenco dances. We went to the bullfights. We wrote letters to one another. We had our picture taken together at the beach. And it was wonderful. And this continued for the summer. And in September, I went back to the seminary. My good brother Dennis, there sitting across the table from me in our room, said, "How was your vacation?" I said, "Dennis, sit down. Let me tell you." And then I showed him a picture of Helen and myself at the beach. And then I showed him the letters that she wrote to me. And with great deliberation, he read the letters, put them down, took it up again, and he read page 2 when he put it down, and I'm saying, "Say something." And then he looked at the picture again, and after what I thought was a very long time, he put all the letters down, and he looked at me, and with great insight, with chosen words, he offered me this theological insight. He said, "You are in deep shit." I said, "Wow." It was so impactful, I still remember it distinctly. So I decided, I have to reflect on my life. So I prayed about that. And I decided to stay in the seminary. So I wrote a gentle note to Helen saying, "I'm staying in the seminary." She knew I was a seminarian. I was choosing the priesthood. But upon reflection, it was not the priesthood I was choosing. It was a decision for Christ. I was choosing discipleship, which I would live out being a priest. It was relationship with Jesus Christ that I was choosing. We make choices like that in life, life-altering choices. And looking back over it, it was discipleship. And reading this gospel, our text today begins by saying, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." Keeping the commandments is not observing a law. It's honoring a relationship. And unless you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, you will not keep the commandments. But Jesus says, "I will send you an advocate. I will send the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will strengthen you." Listen to the words of Jesus. "I will not abandon you. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Have faith in God, faith also in me. I no longer call you servants, I call you friends. You are my disciples, you are bonded to me. I will always be with you in light, in darkness, in good times, in struggles. I will be with you." That's the whole conversation here of John's Last Supper. Keep that in mind. Keeping the commandments is an act of love. It's not an act of fear or obedience. It's an act of bonding with Jesus Christ. And unless you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, you will not keep the commandments. Let me give you an image. In the early 1500s, Michelangelo shaped David, 1502, 1503, 1504. And David was sculpted from one block of marble which was rejected for years by other artists as having no value. But Michelangelo took it and he shaped David, this enormous, impressive, 17 feet high image of David. And I'm sure many of you have been to the Galleria in Florence and you have seen David. And when you enter the aula and you look up and you see this enormous image, 17 feet tall on a pedestal, it's so transfixing that you probably will miss what happens on the way to look at David. That is, there are four images here, also by Michelangelo, come some few years later, 15, 20, 25. And these are unfinished, four unfinished pieces by Michelangelo. The first one, which is very powerful, is called The Awakening Slave. And this is an image of a man, partially formed, in a block of marble, contorted, like just yearning to become whole, yearning for freedom, yearning for a new kind of life. The image of this partially formed slave looking for something incredible, new, and possible in his life. Well, there are times when I have felt like the awakening slave, kind of seeking something more profound in my life, a deeper meaning in my life. Perhaps this happened to you somewhere in your life. You're overwhelmed by darkness. You're struggling in life. Life has lost its meaning. Your relationships are in trouble. The core of your life is shaken. You're uncertain of the future. You're anxious. You're troubled. You're young. You're wondering what to do with your life. You may relate to the image of the awakening slave. You're struggling to find something which may have escaped you. It's a call to discipleship. It's a call to prayer. In Sophocles, Oedipus, the chorus teaches Oedipus how to pray to the Eumenides, the gentle gods of the earth. And the teaching is, you must not raise your voice. Don't be insistent. Don't be demanding. Be gentle. Be quiet. Listen to the mystery. The mystical presence of divinity. Keep that in mind now at home these days. Look in the face of the child. Pause. You see the face of God. Embrace the humanity of those in the family, people who are struggling, people expressing the limitations of being human. Be patient. Be understanding. Be silent. Be at prayer and listen. A gentle prayer. Prayer of kindness. I find these days we are called to a prayer of belonging. The prayer of awareness, a prayer of belonging. To belong to another person's pain. To belong to another person's distress. To belong to another person's blessing. And the blessings I receive, and there are many, I'm given these blessings to be passed on to others. Be aware of the blessings. the gentle prayer of belonging and sharing in your families. I have more time now to read and to pray and to walk slowly. Now I see things I didn't notice before. Now it's a gentle call to prayer, to seek God's presence in the flowers and the trees, to walk in the park and see families together, little children on bicycles walking, full of life. Things maybe we didn't notice before. The Buddhists remind us in this way, when you see a tree, if you only see a tree, you haven't seen. But if, when you look and you see a tree, you see a piece of God's creation, only then have you seen. And if, when you hear the bird sing, you just hear a bird singing, then you haven't heard. But if, when the bird sings, you hear the voice of God, only then have you heard. So listen. It's a time of listening. The world's slowed down now. Don't be overcome by distress, by anxiety. Listen. Listen. It's a prayer of listening. It's a prayer of belonging. It's a prayer of immersion into the realities which surround us. Let the Word of God come to life. Don't read the Word of God. Listen to the Word of God. Remember the story of your life. And remember how the Word of God, the person of Jesus Christ, the gift of the Holy Spirit, was always, always in your life. You may not have noticed it, but God was present. That's the intimacy and the real personal touch that comes here in this long tract in the Gospel of John that says, I belong to you, I am with you. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Have faith in God and faith also in me. We are alive in the power of the Holy Spirit and in the presence of Jesus Christ. Your life is a decision for Christ.